I can remember the days of growing up backing onto a reserve, and we seem to have lots and lots of frog activity. We're always walking out and hearing frogs, or you'd see the odd one every now and then. Of course, I'm not too sure if it's just me, but these days we don't seem to see as many around, and I'm not too sure if that's just me or that is an actual thing. Somebody that's got their hand in the game on this is amphibian biologist Dr. Jodie Rowley. Jodie, is it just me, or are there less frogs around today, or don't we really know?
Well, certainly in some places there are definitely less frogs around. We know that frogs are really threatened overall as a group, and we're already missing some frogs in Australia. They've been driven to extinction. Others haven't been seen in decades. But one of the biggest obstacles in figuring out how to save frogs is that we don't know that much about frogs in many places. So this is why we're asking for everybody's help to join the Frog ID team and help survey Australia's frogs.
So why is it that frogs, being that they are so important, have sort of dropped under the radar? And what is it that they actually do for our environment, Jodie?
Frogs are a really important part of our environment. They're supposed to be very abundant in most ecosystems. And so when they disappear, they have huge consequences. All the animals that relied on them for food, birds, mammals, end up disappearing as well. And frogs eat an incredible number of insects, so including pest species, so they can have big impacts upon our crops and things like that as well. But frogs are kind of difficult to study as a frog biologist, particularly throughout the drier parts of Australia where the rainfall's really seasonal. You have to be kind of Johnny on the spot, be there at the right time. So, and you know, Australia is pretty big, so that's why we're calling on everyone to get out there and help us figure out where our frogs are and how they're doing.
Which is where the new Frog ID app comes into play. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's going to work and how the data is going to be shared on it, Jodie? What's the thought behind this process?
Well, it's a free app for your phone, so an Android and iPhones. Download it. It has a guide to the frogs in it as well, so you can look at the frogs that are likely to be around you and listen to their calls. And then the idea is to, whenever you hear frogs, or specifically go out and go to water bodies and try and listen for the sound of frogs, is to record at least 20 seconds of their calls. The calls that frogs make, so each sort of frog makes a different call, and that's actually very accurate compared to just looking at a frog, way of identifying what frog it is. So some frogs squeak, some frogs chirp, some frogs howl, and so you're able to figure out what species are around you without having to get your feet wet or touch frogs or disturb the sensitive animals. These calls will be then submitted to the Australian Museum through the app with your GPS location, and we will be able to map the frogs of Australia, so you can already see how we're going. After just over a week, we've got thousands of frog calls submitted from across Australia on frogid.net.au, but there are many, many places throughout the country where we still don't have any dots for frogs.
Well, hopefully we can change that. And wouldn't it be great if you got some data come through and it was from a frog that we either thought was extinct or we just haven't seen for so long? I mean, that would be some of the best news, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're hoping to discover. Populations of endangered frogs that we, you know, don't know exist would be fantastic. Rediscover species. Some of the species that are missing have really distinctive calls, but you do have to be sort of in the middle of nowhere at the right time. So all this information will help us. And the other thing is that we still don't know how many species we have in Australia. 3 species of frog were discovered in Australia last year alone. So there's a possibility that you'll discover a new species of frog with Frog ID.
Before I let you go, Jodie, you mentioned there are different type of frog calls. Can you just throw one down the phone for us?
Sure. Parents tree frog's got to be my favourite, so...
Kind of wish I hadn't asked the question now. All right, Jodie, we've got some details at our webpage at 2NURFM.com, so people can go there and they can have a look at the app and download it from there. And my advice on you not being involved in your world, contrary to popular opinion, if you find one of these precious frogs that haven't been seen for a while, don't kiss it because it will not turn into a prince. That's a lie. It won't happen.
Thank you.
All right, Jodie Rowley, doing the great work looking at frogs, and we have those information for you at 2NURFM.com. And our morning show page, amphibian biologist Dr. Jodie Rowley joining us at 2NURFM.